Today's daf is Sukkah daf Tezvav, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis Itmar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Lisa, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Baruch Bendit ben Devora Hinda, and Eliezer Shmuel ben Chani Yitta. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shragi ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Avram ben Remoisha Chayim. So we're continuing to discuss the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Misachachin ben Asarim or Ein Misachachin ben Asar. So the rule is that in order for Schach to be kosher, it has to meet two criteria. It has to check off two boxes. Number one, it has to be a dover she'enoi mekabel tumah, something that cannot become tameh. Number two, it has to be a dover she'giduloi min ha'aretz, something that grows from the ground. Stating that there are things that meet those two criteria and are still schach pasul. An example of that are nesarim, boards. Rav Meir held Ein Mesachachin ben Nesarim. And the reason is because Nesarim were used as the material to make the roof of a house. And Rav Meir was concerned Mishum Gzeiras Tikra, that if you're going to use Nesarim as your Schach, people may think you can be Yotze the Mitzvah of Sukkah in your house because the roof looks the same. And by the way, the Iker of the Sukkah is the roof, and as a result, Rav Meir said, "Ein mesachachin ben azar." Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said that the halacha is mesachachin ben azar. Incidentally, whenever there's a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That's part of the Kloli Hashas that's mentioned in Erevin Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. Stating that the Gemara there also says halacha ki Rav Meir b'gzeirosav. So wherever Rav Meir said a halacha and it was predicated on a gzeira, so Chazal were super sensitive to the gzeira of Rav Meir, and they said that even though we don't paskin like Rav Meir in halacha, we don't paskin like Rav Meir when it comes to head of darshan of pasuk, but when it comes to a gzeira, if Rav Meir felt that we need to institute something mishum gzeira, then we take on shitas Rav Meir. Then the kloli apsak change and say that halacha very much is like Rav Meir. So this is an example of a gzeira that Rav Meir was worried about, where the other chachamim were not worried about. That's why, if you look in the Mishnah, there's a little beis next to Rav Meir Oyser, because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Rav Meir. And again, that's consistent with the klal that even though Rav Meir for Rabbi Yehuda halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda, but when it comes to a gzeira, there the rule is halacha ki Rav Meir b'gzeira Oyser. But regardless, mesachachim bin asar and divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said there's nothing wrong with using nesarim as chach. It's a davar she'enim mekabel tuma, and it's a davar she'gidulim min ha'aretz. Rav Meir was worried about gzeira stikra. And therefore, Rav Meir said, "Ein mesachachin ben asar." The Gemara brought a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, exactly how to understand the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir. Rav said that the machloikis was dafka with an asarim were four tefachim wide, meaning Rav Meir that said "Ein mesachachin ben asarim" is only if you have wide boards. But if the boards are less than four tefachim wide, even Rav Meir didn't make a gzeiras tikra. And the reason is because the boards that were used on top of roofs were four tefachim wide. So if the whole reason a mesachachim ben azarin is a gzeira, the gzeira is atu tikra. Tikra was fourth vachim. As a result, it's only there that it's going to be an issue. If, however, it's less than fourth vachim, even Rav Meir is going to agree that the halach is mesachachim ben azarin. Shmuel argued. Shmuel said that if it's fourth vachim wide, there's no machlokes. In fact, if it's fourth vachim wide, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there's a gzeiras tikra. The whole machloikis Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, where Rav Meir is machmer and Rav Yehuda's mekel is dafka, where it's less than four tefachim. Rav Meir was so sensitive to this gzeiras tikra, he said that even if the boards are smaller than what the tikra would usually be, it's less than four tefachim, even then it's going to be an issue. Rav Yehuda said, to take it so far, I disagree. Meaning, I agree with the premise of the gzeira, but ad kedei kach, that not. There's a very important Rashi that we glossed over yesterday when we learned the Gemara, and Rashi says that the reason Rav Meir was worried about tikra, even if the boards are less than four tefachim wide, and Rav Yehuda is not, is because Rav Meir l'shitasoi is chayish l'miyuta. So although it's true, ordinarily, boards are four tefachim wide, and based on that, if it's less than four tefachim, there should be no reason to be concerned. But that's only usually. Sometimes the board can be less than four tefachim wide. And Rav Meir, who's sensitive to the miyut, holds that chayshina lemiyuta, and as a result, we're going to be concerned. Now, although ordinarily we don't paskin like Rav Meir, who's chayish lemiyuta, that gets involved in sugiyas of ruba de lesser kamon, way, way, way beyond the scope of today's daf. But Rav Meir, when it came to gzeiros, was so to the point in Be'enei Chazal, that halacha k'Rav Meir b'gzeiroisav is true, even if it's predicated on a Rav Meir that's chayish l'miyuta, where ordinarily we ourselves are not chayish l'miyuta. But again, just to recap, because it's very much the topic of the majority of today's daf, we have a machlokes tanam, Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda mesachachim ben Azar, e mesachachim ben Azar, Rabbi Yehuda said mesachachim, Rav Meir made a gzeira, e mesachachim, a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel as to what exactly the machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda was. Rav said the machlokes was dafka, where it's four tefachim, it's only over there that Rav Meir says a mesachachim in his arm, because it's there that there's a gzeiras tikra, because the tikra's nesarim was four tefachim. If it's less than four tefachim, everybody holds it's okay. Shmuel says just the opposite. The machlokes is dafka where it's less than four tefachim, because if it's four tefachim, everybody is going to agree it's a problem. If the whole issue is gzeiras tikra, why are we worried according to Rav Meir if it's less than four tefachim? It's because Rav Meir was chayish l'miyuta, and sometimes the nesarim was less than four tefachim. As a result, it's going to be an issue. So the Gemara begins on that note. Yahavchan al tzidei. According to Rav Meir, who holds that ein mesachachim ben asarim, or aliba de Shmuel, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, when it's four tefachim wide, ein mesachachim ben asarim. What would be if somebody took the boards and instead of placing them flat, he actually put them not in the regular way? So he laid them not on the wider side, but on the narrower side. So he was mesachich bin asarim, but hachfan al tzideim. He put it on tzirik tzivigs. What's that lach? Rav Huna amab sula. Rav Huna said it's going to be kosher. Rav Chizda and Rabbi bar Rav Huna amrik sheira. Whereas Rav Chizda and Rabbi bar Rav Huna said it's going to be kosher. Zok digamar iklu Rav Nachman l'sura. Rav Nachman once came to sura. So the amiroim, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda and Rabbi bar Rav Huna, they had debated this question. And now Rav Nachman, the head of the Reish Kalusa, the Gadol Adar, comes to town. So they decided they're going to go discuss this Shaila with Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, "All the Gabei Rav Chizda and Rabbi bar Rav Huna." So Rav Chizda, Rabbi Rav Huna, they all went to see Rav Nachman. Amri Le, and they asked him this question: "Hafkan al tzidei mal? What would be if somebody took Nesarim and he flipped it to the side? Is it going to be okay or not?" Amalusa, he told them Psula. He told them what Rav Huna said. It's going to be possible. And then he explained it. He said, "Because Nasu Keshvudin Shal Matches." Once Chazal said that Ein Mesachachim Ben Nesarim, so Nesarim becomes like metal. Metal is not kosher to be used as chach. Metal is mekabel tumo, it's en gidulei min haaretz. So metal is definitely something that's not kosher to be used as chach. Once we say Nesarim is a problem, so Nesarim is a problem. Meaning, what was the point? Even though the real problem of Nesarim is Gzeiras Tikra, then you can argue Gzeiras Tikra is only if you put it in, down on the way that you would usually put Tikra down. But if over here, if you did it in a different way, maybe it should be kosher. The Teretz is one Chazal said, Ein Mesachachim min Nesarim, Nesarim becomes like metal. Metal is something you're not allowed to use. As a result, you wouldn't be allowed to use this either. So again, Rav Huna had said pasul. Rav Chizda, Rabbi Rav Huna had said kosher. Rav Nachman came. He was the kosev ha-shlishi, the kosev ha-ravi. He was machriya b'neim, and he came and he said like Rav Huna, pasul. So the Gemara says Rav Huna was there. Amaluhu Rav Huna. So Rav Huna turned to Rav Chizda and to Rabbi Rav Huna, and he told him, Amri luchu, amri kavas. Didn't I tell you when Rav Nachman comes that he's going to say like me? Amrule. So they told him, Rav Huna, listen, you didn't explain it. Meaning, we're going to listen to what Rav Nachman said. He said, Apshat. He said, Nesarin becomes like Shvudin Shal Matches. We look at it as if it's Tzchach Pasul. Tzchach Pasul, you could put it in nine different ways. Either way you put it, it's going to be a problem. Had you explained it like Rav Nachman, then we would have been okay. So he told him, you never asked me a reason. Had you asked me the reason, I would have told you. But being that you never asked me the reason, that's why I never told it to you. The truth is, there's two things that you see in this Gemara. You see from here that a Rebbe can argue with a Talmud, and you see from this Gemara that a father can argue with a son. How do you see that? Rav Huna was Rav Chizda's Rebbe. It's a Gemara in Eilu Metzias, but Rav Huna and Rav Chizda had a Rebbe-Talmud relationship. Rav Huna was Rabba bar Rav Huna's father. That's obvious. So you have Rav Huna arguing with his son Rabba, and you have Rav Huna arguing with his Talmud Rav Chizda, and they're not just arguing. It's esvohiv basufa. They're getting into it a little bit. You see, it's okay. Now you're going to say, Avada, why is that even a chiddush? Truth is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Kibud Avayim and Simen Reishman, and then if you look in the halachas that discuss the covet that a Talmud has to have for his Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch goes out of its way to say that a father and a son are allowed to argue in learning, and that a Rebbe and a Talmud are allowed to argue in learning. And if you look in the Vilna Gaon, the Beir Agroi brings raya's, Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, they were father and son, and you see they used to argue and learning. But the point is it's a chiddush. You could have thought that Hilchas Kibud Aveim dictates that if your father says a svara, you can't argue with him. And even if your Rebbe says a svara, maybe you're not allowed to argue with him. This Gemara is Exhibit A, where you have one Gemara, Rav Huna's arguing with his Talmud Muvik Rav Chisda, and he's arguing with his son, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Regardless, as the Gemara Lema Misayele, perhaps we can bring a raya to this Shiloh. Again, in Masachichim ben Asarin, because of Gzeres Tikra, what if he was Hafchan al Atzad? Maybe over there it's going to be good. So the Gemara says, there's a Braisho that said, somebody has a sukkah that's not big enough for roishoy, ruboy, and shulchanoy. So what's the halacha? Machlokes beshami and besil. According to beshami, a sukkah has to be roishoy, ruboy, v'shulchanoy, which translates into seven tfachim by seven tfachim. According to besil, it just has to be big enough for roishoy v'ruboy. But this braisa is going to be like beshami. So if the sukkah is not big enough for roishoy, ruboy, v'shulchanoy, oish nifritz al piritz kedei sheyis dakir bagidi bevas roish, or if there was a piritza, there was a breach in the wall of the sukkah, and the bottom part of the sukkah, big enough for a gedi to be able to go through it, which in English means three tfachim. Or if somebody put a board, folk emphasis on neser, our sugya, that's four tfachim. Even if only three tfachim of the neser is on the sukkah, still the halach is going to be possible. Now we're going to focus on the third thing that the Braisa said. We're not discussing the shear of a sukkah, that's something that we discussed already on Daf Gimel, something that's going to come up again later in the Masechta. We're not discussing if there's a breach in the sukkah big enough for a goat to be able to go underneath it. That's something we're going to discuss in the coming Dafin. We're discussing the third halacha. Neser, shehu rochav arba tfachim, even if only three of the tfachim are in the sukkah, the halach is going to be possible. We're going to say, hey, what does that even mean? My life begun to Afghan Al Sidam. It's probably talking about where the whole neser is on top of the sukkah, but you only have three tfachim of it on top of the sukkah. How so? The neser itself is four tfachim, but you are Afghan Al Atzad, the case that we're discussing, and therefore you only have three tfachim that's actually lying on the sukkah. The four tfachim is in the height, but in terms of how much space of the schach it's taking up, it's only three tfachim, and still the Braisa says it's possible. So isn't this a raya to Rav Huna and to Rav Nachman, Leibim v'sayayale, that Hafchan al-Atzad is going to be possible? Where it says, loy, hachav my skin, it's not what the Braisa means. It's talking about going to amche apume de metal alta. It's talking about where you weren't Hafchan al-Atzad. You put the schach down the way you would put your roof down, and maybe that's the only reason it's possible, because had you flipped it around, it could be in that case it would be okay. So what's the case that there was only three? L'chayra, shouldn't it have to be four? Now the Gemara is assuming that a masachichim ben asarin is only going to be a problem if it was four tfachim wide, which is really telling the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, I am berishon. But the Gemara says it's talking about where only three tfachim were on top of the sukkah, the ayil plas legav. Three of them are on top of the sukkah, the afi chad lebar, and the fourth tefach is actually outside of the sukkah, the havale psal ayoytzim in a sukkah, which makes it like psal, which is just a fancy word for schach, hayoytzim in a sukkah, where you have a little bit of schach that's protruding outside of the sukkah. Now, what's the halacha? The chol psal ayoytzim in a sukkah, nidoin kesukkah. That's the Gemara in Daf Yutes, the Gemara that we saw already on Daf Dalet. So, psal ayoytzim in a sukkah, the halacha is nidoin kesukkah. So, what the Braisa is saying is that being that psal ayoytzim in a sukkah, nidoin kesukkah, again, what's the chiddush? That if you have schach on top of the sukkah, even if part of the schach is protruding outside of the sukkah, it's all considered part of the schach of the sukkah. Now, usually that means a kula. Usually that means if you're sitting outside of the sukkah, you're not surrounded by walls, but if I'm underneath the psal, I'm in the sukkah. Over here, it's going to be a chumrah gar, because we're going that e masachichim in a sarin, only if you have four tfachim. Over here, you only have three tfachim on top of the sukkah. The fourth tfach is outside of the sukkah. So if psal yoytzim in a sukkah is not nidoin kesukkah, so then it would be okay. But being that psal ayoytzim in a sukkah is nidoin kesukkah, so we look at that fourth tefach as if it's in the sukkah. If the fourth tefach is in the sukkah, you have all four tefachim in the sukkah, you have all four tefachim in the sukkah. Since for that reason, it's going to be a problem. Before we go weiter, just one ha'ara, short ha'ara, and that is, so we had a discussion, machlokes amayiran, Rav Huna on the one hand, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna on the other hand. Mesachichin ben Nesarim, oy ein mesachichim b'nesarim. So we're going l'man da'amar ein mesachichim b'nesarim, where it was hafchan al tzidem. You took the nesarim and you flipped it around. So it's not lying in the way that it would be lying if you were using it as tikra. Do you have gzeiras tikra in that case, or do you not have gzeiras tikra in that case? Now, what would be the tzad that you should not have gzeiras tikra? Because the gzeira is when you're using the schach as tikra. Over here, you're not using it in the way that people use tikra. So there's a svara to say you shouldn't make the gzeira. Or maybe, like the Gemara said, once the halach is ein masachachim min asarim, nasu kishfudin shal matches, we look at the schach as if it's metal. Metal's pasul schach. It doesn't matter how you place it on top of the sukkah. Once the din is ein masachachim min asarim, it becomes a problem. The Rogach of a Goyen, in a whole bunch of places in his svarim, discussed the shayla. Anytime the Rabbanan said that something is aser, that iser of the Rabbanan, does it create an iser cheftza? Or is it only an Isser Gafra? So, for example, there's some Isurim that are Isser Chefza. There are other Isurim that are Isser Gafra. A very simple example of this is Macholis Asuris, Nevela, Trefa. It's Isser Chefza. If somebody eats Chazer, Basa V'chala, it's Isser Chefza. The food itself is inherently problematic. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But on Yom Kippur, all the food in your house doesn't become non-kosher. The food is kosher. There's nothing wrong with the cheftza of the food. It doesn't change because it's the Yom HaKadosh, because it's Vayera Vayivoka Yom Echad today. The food is the same kosher food. There's an Issa Gavra. The person, you are not allowed to eat that food. So Issa Cheftza is when there's something inherently and intrinsically wrong with the actual item. Issa Gavra is when the item is fine. The action is okay. There's just an Issa Gavra, I'm not allowed to do this. So the Rogach of a Goyen cleared every single Issa the Rabbanan. Did the Rabbanan have an ability to create Issa Chefza? So for example, Stam Yeinam, right? You're not allowed to buy wine from a non-Jew. Gzeira Mishum Chasnos, it's included in the Yud Ches Dvarim, in that whole conversation. Does that mean that the wine that you buy from a non-Jew, not Yayin Nesach, Stam Yeinam, which is only Asim the Rabbanan, that's Issa Chefza? It's something that's inherently problematic. Or maybe the Rabbanan don't have the ability to create a sechetza. All the Rabbanan have an ability to do is to say things, make decrees, and now force you to listen. So if the Rabbanan said that you have to do something, you have to listen to what the Rabbanan said. But the Rabbanan don't have the ability to create Isser Chefza. Meaning, we know that if the Rabbanan say, do something, you have to do it according to the Rambam, you even have to do it Midai Raisa, Loisosur, etc., etc., etc. But the question is, in the Lumdis, the Rabbanan have the ability to impact Chefza, or do they not? And this was something that the Rogach of a Goyim pondered throughout his Svarim. So in Hilchis Chametz Matzah, this is a nice Maramakim, it's in Perig Vav, it's halacha base. So one of the marmakoimis that the Rogach of a Goyim brought was sukkah daf yudalad on the base. And he said, that's kufa, the machloikis amayram, between Rav Huna on the one hand and Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna on the other hand. Rav Huna held that once Chazal sent in mesachich in Minasarin, it becomes iser chefzo. It becomes a shtik schach basel. And that's what he said. Nasu kishfudin shal matches. It becomes metal. Metal, you could dray it this way, you could dray it that way. It doesn't matter. It's going to be a problem. Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna held that Chum don't have the ability to create Issa Chefza. Nisar Midday Rice is kosher. It's a Dovash Gedulim in the Arts. It's a Dovash Einam Akabal Tumah. The Rabbanan said it's also. The Rabbanan don't have the ability to create Shvudin Shal Matches. It's something that's outside the scope of what they're able to do. So if you did it in a way where it makes sense to have the Gzeira, you'll have the Gzeira. Otherwise, you're not going to have the Gzeira. One of the plethora of Mar Makoimis that the Rogach of a Goyim brought that's very much Nogeya, a Gemara that we learned, is Sukkah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the very first Gemara in the Masechta. A Gemara that, as many times as you learn, is a little bit hard to understand. The Gemara said, Sukkah Shigavoy Lamayla Meyesrim Amud Psula. Think the Gemara, Tran Hasim, learn to the Mishnah, Mavoy Shahu Gavoy Lamayla Meyesrim Amud Yemayit. And the first Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Maishna Gabi Sukkah, the Tani Psula, Umaishna Gabi Mavoy, the Tani Takanta. Why is it that by Sukkah, the lashon of the Mishnah was Sukkah Shigavoy Lamayla Meyesrim Amud Psula? When it comes to Mavoy, so Mavoy Shigavoy Lamayla Meyesrim Amud is only Yemayit, and the Gemara said a Teretz. Sukkah de Raisa, Tani Psula. Mavui de Rabbanon, Tani Takanta. And Rashi is muchas to understand what that means. When we're dealing with something that's a problem with de Raisa, so you can say the word Psula. When you're handling something that's a din de Rabbanon, you can't say the word Psula. It's only a mind. So the Rogach of a Goyen, in the middle of all his Marmakami, says, I am Sukkah de Beza Medalev.
Sukkah deraisa tani psula. What does he mean? Pasha. He means that deraisas are isachefza. So a sukkah shigavoy lemaila miyatramama psula means the cheftas pasul. This is not a kosher sukkah. Mavoy shigavoy lemaila miyatramama. You might drop on and have no ability to say this is not a mavoy. So tani you might. Psula is a sprach. The meret fin isura deraisa. As opposed to when you're dealing with isura derabbanan, being that there is no isachefza, so loy tani psula, and instead tani you might. But the truth is that when you talk about this shaila, whether an issa derabbanan is issa chefta or issa garva, so the maramakim that needs to be mentioned, and we did an extended raid bite, a half-hour raid bite, in Masechtas Erevin Daf Samech Vav. Today's daf, it's a half-hour related raid bite. Ayin Shom, we went through the Inya with a tshuva from Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan and a tshuva from the Marsham, Dvorim Matikin. But the maramakim in this shaila is the Nesivas. The Nesivas is in his Nesivas HaMishpat and Choshe Mishpat. It's in Simen Reish Lamed Dalet, it's Sifkot and Gimel. The Nesivas had a Chiddush that literally was Marish Olamos in the Olam HaYeshivas, and for 250 years everyone's been muching and commenting and opining on exactly what the Nesivas meant. But the Nesivas said that we know that if a person doesn't have Aver B'Shoigeg, he needs Kapar. Not the same kapara as if you did an Aveira B'mezid, but if you do an Aveira B'shoigig, on some level you do have to have a kapara. And the Nesiva said a chiddush, that if someone's over an Issed Rabbanon B'shoigig, you don't have to have kapara. Issed Rabbanon is only a problem if you do a B'mezid, not if you do it B'shoigig. Said Rabbi Chanan in his Kovitz Aris, and Ramei Simcha Meshachachman Parsha Shoiftim, and many other of the Groitz Tzadikim and the Rosh Hashivas of Friya de Gedeiris, that what did the Nesivas mean? What's the difference? What's the difference between Issa Deiraisa and Issa Derabbanan? What's a Shoigig? You should have been more careful. So, no, if I should have been more careful, does it matter if it was a Deiraisa or Issa Derabbanan? So the Achronim said that Pshad in the Nesivas is because the Nesivas held that Issa Derabbanan is an Issa Gavra. Issa Deiraisa is Issa Chavza. If something is asur be'etzem, that even if I do the issa b'shoigeg, I need kapar. If somebody eats poison b'shoigeg, he still needs to call a doctor. But issa de rabbanon is issa gavra. The whole issa is that I didn't listen to the rabbon. Being that I was a shoigeg, so I did not listen to the rabbanon. I was a shoigeg. So it doesn't pass shoigeg by an issa de rabbanon. Shoigeg only makes sense when you're dealing with issa chefza. It doesn't, when you're dealing with Issa Gavra, either way, Zok, the Mishnah Vayit. So we're continuing to discuss the Machlokes Remein Rabbi Yehuda, Mesachachim Minasarin, or Emesachachim Minasarin, and the Gemara is also going to continue to discuss the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in the Machlokes Remein Rabbi Yehuda. And again, Rav Meir holds Emesachachim Minasarin, Rabbi Yehuda holds Mesachachim Minasarin. Rav said the Machlokes Remein Rabbi Yehuda was Dafka when it's Dalat Fachim, but if it's less than Dalat Fachim, even Rav Meir holds Mesachachim Minasarin. Shmuel said just the opposite. The Machlokes is Dafka if it's less than Dalat Fachim, because if it's Dalat Fachim, even Rabbi Yehuda holds Emesachachim Minasarin. So on that note, Zok the Mishnah. If someone has a house, he recently put a roof on his house, but he hasn't lined it yet with tar. So there's a tikra, there's a roof, but there's no maziva. There's no ritzpas tit. You don't have a coating of plaster on top of it. Rabbi Yehuda said that there's a machlokes b'sham b'sil, how you can potentially use this tikra as a sukkah. Beishamai says, if you want to use it as a sukkah, you have to do two things. Number one, the fakfik. You have to pick up the nesarin, the boards that make up the roof, and put them back down. Number two, v'noit alachas mibentayin. You also have to remove every other board. You have to do two things. You have to pick up the boards and put them down, and you also have to take away every other board. Beisulim Mimsul says, you don't have to do both. Rather, mefakfik, either you could be mefakvek, or noit alachas mi bentayim, or you can remove one of them. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir said, noit alachas mi bentayim, the inner mefakvek. Rameir didn't have a beishamai, he didn't have a beisol, but rather Rameir said, what do you do if you have a tikra she'in aleh mazivo? You remove one of them, and there's no reason to be mefakvek. So the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said, tikra she'in aleh mazivo. Rabbi Yehuda holds that according to beishamai, you're mefakvek for noit alachas mi bentayim. Beis Hill holds, either you're mefakvek or
you know to lachs me ben time. Now, just to make one thing clear before we start the Gemara, tikra she'ein alei maziva is a little bit misleading. It sounds like that the case is unique because there was no maziva. The truth is, the not having maziva is not really pertinent to the case. The Rishonim say the reason we're talking about there was no maziva is because the maziva itself is a davar mekabel tuma. So once there would be maziva, at that point you wouldn't be able to use this as chach anyways, because now the whole geshaft would become a davar mekabel tuma. So let's just think in terms of tikra, which really brings us back to the previous staff, which is why this is very much a continuation of what we've learned. So again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a machlokes b'shamay meisil, how you deal with this. B'shamay says you have to do two things, two actions. Mefakfik, number one, you have to pick up the schach and put it back down. Number two, you know, lachsmi b'intayin, you remove every other board. Beisil says you don't have to do two things, you do one thing. Either you're mefakfik, or you know, lachsmi b'intayin. Zok tigmar, bishlami beisil, I understand. Beisil says do one thing. Tamayu, their reason must be mishum tasav liminos. Meaning, they obviously hold that nesorim is kosher to be used as schach. You don't have to remove the schach. You can have the tikra as your schach. However, you have to do something. The reason you have to do something is because when you put the roof up, you put it the l'shem roof. You didn't put it the l'shem schach. And even though Beisil Shita is that you don't have to put schach l'shem mitzvah sukkah, but at the same time, l'shem tzel, that much you have to do. And being that you put this as a roof, it wasn't put the l'shem sukkah, therefore it would be a problem. So what do you have to do? Something. Because otherwise it's going to be ta'asiv aloy mina asli. So therefore Beisil said, do something. So what's the something? In the fact that either pick up the schach and put it back down, which is fine, you know, or you can remove every other board, replace it with schach kosher, obviously, and that's other day ma'isa, and that's going to make it. So Beisil, the Gemara says, I understand. Beisil holds mesachachim minasar, it's pretty obvious. Again, why is it obvious? Because they say, if you're mefakfik, it's enough. What do you mean? You're putting schach posel there. The Teretz says, mesachachim minasar, that's obvious, that's the shita of Beisil, stating that you have a problem. The problem is, you didn't put it to the shem sukkah. Tasev aloy min asli. Okay, so therefore you got to do a ma'isa. So what's the ma'isa? Either put it up, or if you want, just remove every other one and replace it with schach kosher. Elo b'shamay, but b'shamay, my tamayu. What's b'shamay b'shamay? What b'shamay say? You have to do two things. Number one, you have to be mefakfik. Number two, you have to replace it. Vayti gemar imishom tasav lemina asoy. If b'shamay holds that mesachichin b'nesorin, and the only problem is tasav lemina asoy b'chadas agi, that all you should have to do is be mefakfik. And imishom gzeres tikra, and if they hold ein mesachichin b'nesorin, because of gzeres tikra, then benoit alachas v'entayin sagi. Then just remove every other piece of schach and replace it. What's this idea of replacing every other schach and being mefakfik? Replacing would mean that the nesarim themselves are not good. Why? Because of ein mesachachin b'nesarim, which is a very reasonable position. But if that's the case, then just replace it and you're done. What are you being mefakfik the nesarim for? Elamaikos, you hold mesachachin b'nesarim, and therefore you want to just alleviate the problem of tasim v'loim and asli. So then that's all you have to do. Then why do you have to go replace the other schach? So what's Beishamai Shita? Beisil, we understand. Beisil obviously holds Mesachachim and Nesarim, Tasav Leim and Asli. So there's two action plans how you can address the issue of Tasav Leim and Asli. But Beishamai is telling us to, number one, replace the schach, which makes us believe that ain't Mesachachim and Nesarim, but at the same time, with the Nesarim themselves, you have to be Mefakfik. Well, what does that even mean? So the Gemara says, "Loi lemitshum gzeres tikra." You have to say that really Beishamai holds gzeres tikra. Meaning Beishamai that said you have to be noitalachas mi ben tayim must be they hold emesachim minasar. And the reason emesachim minasar is mishum gzeres tikra v'achi kamri. And what they're saying is not that you have to do two things. Really, all you have to do is one. All you have to do is be noitalachas mi ben tayim. So why did they say mefakvig? What they meant to say was a chiddush that afal pisha mefakvig. Even if you're mefakvig, which you would have thought is okay, he still holds that's okay. No, noitalachas mi ben tayim in iloy loy. If you're noitalachas mi ben tayim, it's going to be good. If not, it's not going to be okay. In other words, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that there was machlokes b'shamay b'Beisil, how you deal with this tikra she'ein aleha maziva. Again, you built the house and you decided before you put the tit on, the schach is still not mekabel tuma, so you want to use the tikra as your schach. According to b'shamay, what you have to do is you have to replace every other one. You could be mefakfik from tarot, you could spring on the dach. It doesn't matter. You have to remove one, replace it with schach gosher. Why? Because b'shamay holds ein mesachachim b'nesari, also known as gzeiras tikra. Whereas Beisil says, no, mesachachin b'nesarim, and therefore, either mefakfik, or noitalachas mi b'intayim. So again, according to Beishamai, you have to be noitalachas mi b'intayim. According to Beisil, you could be mefakfik, or you could be noitalachas mi b'intayim. So he says, if that's pshat in Beishamai, and We know what Pshat and Bisul is. Ema Sefer. Let's see the Sefer, the Mishnah. So Rav Meir said it was Machlokes Pshat and Bisul. What you do in such a case? Rav Meir said, there's no Machlokes Pshat and Bisul. He said, Noitel Achas Mi Ben Taim. You remove one, Avalo Yefakvek, but don't be Mefakvek. Meaning, Mefakvek's not going to help. What you have to do is you have to be Noitel Achas Mi Ben Taim. Rav Meir, Rav Meir is Bishamai. So what's the Kasha? So what if Rav Meir is Bishamai? Why is that a problem? So the Gemara, for a fleeting Havamina, thinks that it sounds like Rav Meir was a third Shita. Meaning, the way we understood Beis Shammai initially was, Beis Shammai says you have to do two things. You have to be mefakvek, and you have to be noitel achas mi ben taim. Beis Shammai says, either one is okay. Rav Meir says, no, you have to be noitel achas mi ben taim. That's three shittas. According to Beis Shammai, you have to do both. According to Beis Shammai, you get to pick and choose. According to Rav Meir, you have to do one, but the one that you have to do is be noitel achas mi ben taim. But now that we're saying that even Beis Shammai holds, you don't do both, you have to do one. And which one you have to be noitel achas mi ben taim? So it comes up, Beis Shammai's, Rabbi Yehuda is really Rav Meir. And the Gemara thinks that's a kasha. So the Gemara says, Hachi Gomer, you have to say that Rav Meir wasn't coming to introduce a third shita, even though it sounds that way a little bit from the Mishnah. But rather, this is what Rav Meir was saying. There's no machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai, meaning Tzai Beis Shammai and Tzai Beis Shammai hold that what do you have to do? You have to be noitel achas mi ben taim. So as a segue, before we continue the Gemara. So what just came out? It comes out, Tikra she'en alei maziva. You want to use it as chach. Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda's Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai holds that you have to remove one of the Nusarim. Every other one, replace with Tzchach Goshen. Beis Hillel says, no, all you have is a Tassav Olam and Asri problem. So you could be Mefakvig, or you could be Nidlach Zmim Yitayim. What's the Machlokes? Machlokes is Mesachichim Ben Nusarim, Ein Mesachichim Ben Nusarim. Beis Shammai Shita is Ein Mesachichim Ben Nusarim, therefore you have to replace Tzchach. Beis Hillel says, Mesachichim Ben Nusarim, all you have is a Tassav Olam and Asri problem. So what would Shitas Rabbi Yehuda be? If you came to Rabbi Yehuda and you asked the Hilchos Tana this question, you would say, what's Halacha Tikra She'en Alei Mazivah? We tell you it's Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We pass like Beis Hillel. No, what are we passing? We pass in the fact that going to Lachas Beis Ben Taim, all you have is a Tassav Leim and Asri problem, Misachachin Ben Asar. What did Rav Meir say? Rav Meir said, no, you have to be Noit Lachas Beis Ben Taim. Lo Nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'davar Zeh. Everybody holds Noit Lachas Beis Ben Taim. In other words, everybody holds a Misachachin Ben Asar. It's Mamish Gevaldik. It's Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir L'shita Sayu. It's Mamish the Machloikis in the previous Mishnah on Daf Yudal Ramadal. Rabbi Yehuda said Mesachim Ben Asar. He's L'shita Sayu because he holds that it was Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And it was Beis Shammai that held a Mesachim Ben Asar. But Beis Hillel said, a Mesachim Ben Asar. So that's why he passed like Beis Hillel. Whereas according to Rav Meir, lo nechlik Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but that was like, everybody held a Mesachim Ben Asar because everybody held Noit Lachas Beis Ben Taim. And that's why Rav Meir's shita was a Mesachim Ben Asar. So at first glance, it's so Gevaldik, right? If you'd stop here, you would say, Mamish Geschmack, Mesikas HaTayr. It's Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda L'shita Sayo. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara actually asks it as a question. Faith the Gemara, if that's the case, Maikom Ashmolon, I don't know the Chiddush of this Mishnah. Meaning, what's the takeaway of this Mishnah? One thing, the Rav Meir is like Zeris Dikra. What comes out, the Rav Meir holds that Saibi Shami, Saibi Sil hold, in Mesachachim Ben Asarim, Naitel Achaz Ben Taim, because they both hold Zeris Dikra. Rabbi Yehuda has Zeris Dikra. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Zeris Dikra, because Rabbi Yehuda holds only Beis Shammai held Zeris Dikra, not Beis Hillel. Faith the Gemara, Vali Fluga, Bachada Zimna. They already are. So we're thinking, no, it's so geschmack, it's l'shita sayo. Faith the Gemara, just the opposite. No, we know this already. There's no chiddush. It's not. We went to the Mishnah last time. Masachim is on the Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Meir said it's also. So the Gemara says, because of this question, Amr Rabbi Barab, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Barab said, I'll tell you what Rabbi Yochanan said. You have to say that no, it can't be. You have the same Mishnah again, two Mishnayos in a row. It's very unlikely that that's the case. There has to be a pshat. You have to say that even though the Mishnah on Daf Yudal was talking about Nesarim, and the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav is also talking about Nesarim, Tikro was usually lined with Nesarim, two different types of Nesarim. Reisha ben Nesarim Meshupin. The Reisha is talking about Nesarim that were Meshupin. They were tapered. And they were actually less than four tfachim. And let's just keep it simple, that the only time really it's a problem is if it's four tfachim. And the reason Rav Meir had a problem was not because of Gzeiras Tikra, but rather because of Gzeiras Kalim. A Kali is also possible as Chach, because a Kali is Mekabel Tumah. The whole Masechtas Kalim talks about Kalim that are Mekabel Tumah, when it's a Kali, when it's not a Kali. That's the halach of a Kali. So Rav Meir wasn't worried about Tikra, because we were dealing with Nesarim Meshupin. That's not the types of Nesarim that were used for the roofs. And a Khanami wasn't Gzeiras Tikra. Rather, what it was Gzeiras Kalim.
The Mishnah on Daf Tezvav and Aleph is talking about a Tikra Sheina Lehem Maziva. Here we're dealing with another Machloik, it's where the Mesachim and Sar, Emesachim and Sar. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is the Mekel, again, Rabbi Yehuda is the Machmer, but it has nothing to do with Xeras Kalim. This time it has to do with Xeras Tikra. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, it comes out that Rameir's Shita is that you can't be Mesachich when the Sarim Meshupin. These are Nesarim that don't really resemble the Nesarim that we use for roofs because of Xeras Kalim. Now, we mentioned earlier in the daf that we paskin like Rameir when it comes to all these gzeres. And that means halacha l'maisa, there's a gzeres keli. So if you have something that's not a keli, such as nusara meshupin, but it looks a little like a keli, if Rameir's world, which means halacha l'maisa, there would be a gzeres keli. Frank Tumar, if that's the case, avakasha on something that we learned recently. Who says, so we were talking about the handles of a spear. So the certain handles of a spear that are zecharim, where the socket of where the metal and the wood meet is inside the metal, and then there's certain chitzim that are nekevis, where the socket is inside the actual chitz, it's inside the wood. L'may nafkemino. If the wood is straight, it doesn't have a socket, so then it's pshutei kliyets. Pshutei kliyets are not mekabel tumah. It's a dover shein mekabel tumah. It's gedulim in the aretz. It'll be kosher schach. If, however, it has a socket, now it has a base kibble. Base kibble also lemalos, but it has a base kibble, and because it has a base kibble, it's a dover that is mekabel tumah. If it's mekabel tumah, it'll be possible for schach. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Rav? Sicha bechitz and scharim ksheira. But he didn't make the gzera. That he shouldn't make the gzera here either. Meaning, if Rameir holds of such a gzera, then we have to pass him like such a gzera. Then why did Rabbi Yehuda Merav not make the same exact gzera when it comes to chitz and schar, machitz and kevus? Now, if we don't pass him like Rameir, because this is machlis Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, we be passing like Rabbi Yehuda, so then we're not asking a kasha. Because then it's just a kash for a mayor who we don't paskin like. But we do paskin like Rameir Big Zeroysev. That's why this was important. We paskin like Rameir Big Zeroysev for this kasha. So we paskin like Rameir Big Zeroysev for the Gemara, a kasha and Rabbi Yehuda Merav. So the Gemara says, El al karchach, you have to say, Reishi pligi Big Zeroys Tikra, Vesefi pligi Big Zeroys Tikra. There's no such thing as Zeroys Kayla. Even Rameir, who's the Mara de Shmaita when it comes to Gzeiris Tikra, he made Gzeiris Kayla, he didn't make. How do I know that? I know that from Yunam Arab with the Chitzin, Schar, the Chitzin, the Kayfas. Obviously, there was never such a Gzeir. So, what was the Gzeir? When Rameir said, Eim Asachim in Azam Daf Yidal and Aleph, who was talking about Gzeiris Tikra? So, Freyta Gemara, Flu, Batarti, Simli, Lamalisa, again, this is the question. We thought maybe it's Geshmak, it's Lashita Asaya, but the Gemara is taking the opposite tact, and that is, why do they have to argue about the same thing twice? Zok the Gemara, Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda, the Karmel, the Rabbi Meir. We're getting very excited, but the truth is, maybe the second Mishnah is just a continuation of the first Mishnah, and really it was the Shaklevataria, a little inside access to what the exchange looked like between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. Mina and Daf Yidal and Manal, if we have the raw Trikin and Machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda holds Mesachichim ben Asarim. Rameir holds a Mesachichim ben Asarim. On the Mishnah, Daf Tezvavim and Aleph, now we get engaged. Now we have a little bit the Shaklevataria between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda turned to Rameir in the Mishnah, Daf Tezvav, and he told Rameir, Amayka Osris ben Asarim, Mishum Gzeres Tikra. He said, Rameir, he says, why are you saying that a Mesachichim ben Asarim? Because Xeris Tikra, Hai Svar Labishame, who they slay, Ubisil Loy Gazri. Don't you know that Loch of Tikra Shein Alam Aziva? Where it's Machlaikis B'Sham Beisil, and what emerges from Machlaikis B'Sham Beisil is that it's only Beishamai that holds of Xeris Tikra, not Beisil. Vamalei Rameir, Rameir told him, sorry, Lenech B'Sham Beisil, but I disagree with you. I don't think that's the true version of the Machlaikis B'Sham Beisil. I think the Machlaikis B'Sham Beisil was something else. But the bottom line is what comes out from the Gemara up until this point is that the machloikis Rameir Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Daf Tezvav and Aleph is really the same exact machloikis Rameir Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Daf Yidal and Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda holds Mesachim Minasar, Rameir holds a Mesachim Minasar. Now we have a little more information as to why Rabbi Yehuda held what he held, Rameir held what he held. Rabbi Yehuda held that in the case of Tikra Shein Aleh Maziva, it was a machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hill. Beis Shammai was the one that held Noita Lachas Mi Ben Taim. That means they held a Mesachim Minasar. But Beis Hill said, you could be a fact fake. You only have a Tatsu Lemon Asu problem. There is no other issue. So Lashita Sai. The Rabbi Yehuda said, if it's only Beshamai, but Beisil holds Mesachim and Azar, I'm going to come out Mesachim and Azar. Which Rameir held by Nechlik Beshamai Zilba Dovazah. Everybody held Noitel Achas Mi Bein Tayim the Einoy Mefakvik. So if everybody holds that way, even Beisil holds that way, therefore the Allah is going to be a Mesachim and Azar. But the Gemara asks one more kasha before we turn to the next sugya. Ha Nichal Rav, the Gemara says, this is all good according to Rav, the Amma Machlikis of Jesh Ben Abba. That the Machlikis of Rameir Rabbi Yehuda was where it was fought for Achamat. Rameir Islik Zeris Tikra, Rabbi Yehuda Leslik Zeris Tikra. Now, the Mishnah is for sure talking about where the Nesarim were 4 Tefachim wide. How do we know that? Because we said the roofs were made with Nesarim that were 4 Tefachim wide. And in the Mishnah, we're dealing with an actual roof. It's a Tikra. So obviously it was 4 Tefachim wide. So Bishleim Eloit Rav, that when it's 4 Tefachim, there's a Machlekes Remei Rabbi Yehuda. So in our Mishnah, we have the Machlekes Remei Rabbi Yehuda. It's beautiful. Elul is Shmuel. But according to Shmuel the Amar, who holds B'she'em ben Arba Machlekes, the Machlekes is Dafko, it's not 4 Tefachim wide. Avo Yesh behen Arba. But if it's 4 Tefachim wide, they're called Psula. Everybody holds it's going to be Basel. Seifu b'may pligi. So what's the Machlekes here in the Seifu? L'chura, if it's 4 Tefachim wide, even Rabbi Yehuda should hold that the halach is noitel achas mi bein tayim. And that's not what Rabbi Yehuda says. He says that would be Beishamai Shita, Nish Beisil Shita. And of course, Rabbi Yehuda's passing like Beisil. So it's very geschmack in Rav's world. But according to Shmuel, how's it going to work? So the Gemara says that you have to say Shmuel's going to learn the Mishnah differently. Meaning, the way Rav learned the Gemara is mamish the same machlikes remain Rabbi Yehuda. Everything is beautiful. But you have to say, according to Shmuel, and there's a long Rashi here, the Bitule Tikra Kamifuga. You have to say there's another machlikes going on over here. And that is whether or not you have to be concerned about Xeris Tikra when you have an actual Tikra and you are Mevatel the Tikra. Mar Savar Batla Bahachi, Umar Savar Bahachi Loi Batla. It's true, Shmuel Shita is that even Rabbi Yehuda holds a Mesachachim bin Asarim if it's 4 Tefachim wide. Be ready for this. This is completely counterintuitive the way Rashi says. This is only true if you have a Sukkah and you're putting up Schach and your Schach are 4 Tefachim wide. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, everyone's going to hold their sticker according to Shmuel. But if you have an actual roof, you didn't build a sukkah, you built a dining room, and you didn't put mazifa yet, and it's coming sukkahs now, so you decided, I might as well use my dining room as my sukkah. So what are you going to do? You're going to be mefakfik, and you're going to put it back down. It could be Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold in that case according to Beisil, which means that's what he's going to hold the Maisa. That's going to be okay. What do you mean? It's Nesarim and Nesarim are 4 Tefachim wide. But being that you are Mevatel the Tikra, you actually took the roof and you picked it up and you put it back down, now we're not worried about Xeris Tikra. We're worried about Xeris Tikra when you just go and you clap a sukkah and your roof looks like your roof for your house. Then we're worried about Xeris Tikra. But when you do an action, when you destroy the roof, so what are you worried about? People are going to confuse it with the roof. The guy destroyed the roof. Obviously, he held that this is not something that you have to be worried about. And it's for that reason, over here, it's going to be okay. The point is, according to Rav, the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah Daf Yudal is the same exact machloikis as the machloikis Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah Daf Tezvav. According to Shmuel, there's two different machloikis going on. Machloikis Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and Daf Yudal and Aleph is a machloikis of Mesachim and Nesarim, where it's less than 4 Tefachim, right? More than 3 Tefachim, but less than 4 Tefachim. The machloikis and Daf Tezvav and Aleph is a new machloikis. What would be if it's 4 Tefachim, where ordinarily everybody should agree it's a problem? But now you're going to dismantle the roof. You'll be mefakfik. You'll pick it up. You'll put it back down. Rabbi Yehuda held that in that case, it's Bisul Shita, over there maybe it's going to be okay. Because even though ordinarily Xeris Tikra, here I'm not worried about Xeris Tikra anymore. As opposed to Rav Meir says, no, there's Xeris Tikra. Here too there's going to be Xeris Tikra. Zok the Mishnah Vaitam. If somebody uses Eschach, Shvudim, he uses metal sticks. Or he uses the sides of a bed. Meaning, this is really schach pasul. The shvudim is a problem, and the aruchai samita is a problem. So if you have space in between the shvudim and the aruchai samita, how much space? Kamoisan, equal to the amount of schach pasul. So if these boards are 3 tefachim wide, so you have 3 tefach of Shvudim Aruch HaSamita, you have 3 Tefachim of space. 3 Tefachim of Shvudim Aruch HaSamita, 3 Tefachim of space. As long as it's equal, Ksher it's kosher, Zak Rashi, if you put Tzchach kosher there, obviously. You would have to put Tzchach kosher there, and then it's going to be okay. Hachoytet begodish, lasis loisnukah. If somebody has a god, if somebody has a haystack, and he digs out of the haystack, so now he has the 3 walls, and he has a schach, lasis loisukah, ain't a sukkah, it's not going to be a sukkah. We know the reason, because of tasa, v'loy menos, says the Gemara. The Reish of the Mishnah said, ha-makarasud kasei b'shvudam ay beruch ha-samita, that's schach pasal. If you have gaps in between, how much space
kim moison, equal to the actual schach pasul, the halacha is kosher, it's going to be kosher. As if to say, if you have an equal amount of schach pasul and schach kosher, the halacha is it's going to be kosher. Frey to Gemara, lema the avit tyufta, the rafuna berei the Rav Yeshua. This at first glance would seem to be a tyufta on something rafuna berei the Rav Yeshua said. The itmar we learned, parutz ka'oimed. So the context to this halacha is a Gemara in Mesechtis Erevin. Erevin daf tezvav, Erevin daf tezayin, with the halacha is that in order for a mechitza to be considered a mechitza, it has to be oimed meruba ala parutz. So there's a whole Shulchan Aruch that determines what makes something a mechitza. When you're learning Erevin, usually the reason you need a mechitza is to create a reshus. A reshus hayachid is something that is surrounded by three mechitzas. What's a mechitza? So it has to have a certain height, 10 tefachim, it has to have a certain width, it has to be 4 tefachim. But there's also halachas of what happens if there's breaches inside the mechitza. So you have the halach of lavud. Sometimes it could even be a wider breach, because we view it as being a Pesach, as it being an entrance. But one of the halachas in Hilchas Mechitzas is that you have to make sure it's oimed meruba ala paretz. So you could have breaches all over the place. You better make sure that there's more area of wall than there is of breach. Oimed is wall, paretz is breach. It has to be oimed meruba ala paretz. Or the inverse, if it's paretz meruba ala oimed, in that case, it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara brings a major machloikis amayram, which discussed a very obvious question. And that is, oimed meruba ala paretz is a mechitza. Paretz meruba ala oimed, not a mechitza. What if it's paretz ke oimed? What if it's 50-50? What if it's exact? So the Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, Rapapa said that if it's paritz ka'omer, it's going to be mutter, meaning it's considered a mechitza. Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua amar aser. Whereas Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua said that if it's paritz ka'omer, then the halach is, it's not going to be okay. It says, so what's the Gemara's kasha? At first glance, this Mishnah is a tyufta on Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua. Because the Mishnah said that when you have schach, if you have an equal amount of schach kosher and schach pasul, it's kosher. So Bishlam, according to Rav Papa, when you have a mechitza and there's an equal amount of parutz and oimed, the halach is, it's okay. So you see, 50-50 is beseder. So just like 50-50 is good in the world of mechitzas, 50-50 is good in the world of schach. However, according to Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, that says if it's 50-50, we look at it as if it's paritz meruba lo oimet, then here too, if it's 50-50, we should look at it as if the schach pasul, that's the equivalent of the paritz, is meruba lo oimet, over here it's schach kosher, and it should be a problem. So the Gemara says, Amalach, Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua is going to tell you, my kamaisa benichtas v'yoytze, don't read the Mishnah so literally. The Mishnah said, "Amakaras ukasnoi b'shvudim ay beruchas amito im yesh revach beineim kemoison." Kemoison sounds like it's exact. Three tefachim, four tefachim, four tefachim. My kemoison menichnas v'yoytze means you're not going to have the same amount of space. There's going to be a little more space. What's the logic behind it? Because what you have to do now is you're going to have to remove schach and you're going to have to replace the schach. So probably you're going to want to give it a little bit of room so you can remove it a little bit better and you can replace it a little bit better. So when the Mishnah says that if you're going to make revach, kamoisam, meaning where it could be nichnas v'yoytze easily without having to stop it in between these two boards of schach basel, then it's going to be kosher. But the point is, if there's a little more revach, so it's not kamoisam, there's actually more parutz than oimed and you're going to fill it up with more schach kosher than schach basel. So it's going to end up being roiv schach kosher. Roiv schach kosher is the equivalent of oimed meruba la parutz, and that's why it's going to be okay. So basically, what did Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua say? The Mishnah was loy dak, right? Like we had on Daf Ches and all the math gemaras, loy dak. Loy dak. It said, come my son, don't take it so literally. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean, don't take it so literally? The way Rashi explains the Gemara. Sometimes you can say, don't take something so literally. But that's if it's reasonable to think that the Mishnah meant it not literally. But if it's reasonable to assume that the Mishnah meant what it said, then you have to take the Mishnah literally, obviously. Now, if it was E.F. Shalitzam, if it's very hard to figure out how to have three exactly of Schach Kosher, three exactly of Schach Basel, so then you'll say, Kamoison is don't take it so literally. But it's E.F. Shalitzam, it's possible to do it. All you need is a little measuring tape. It's not so complicated. So being that it's E.F. Shalitzam, so why should we not take it literally? Rabbami said, B'madif, which Rashi says that, no, meaning, what I'm saying is that even though you could read the Mishnah literally, you don't have to read the Mishnah literally. And as a result, Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua is not upgefrekt from this Mishnah. Rava Amar, Rava said a whole different Teretz. I feel a bit shame mad. No, you don't have to change the Gemara according to Rav Huda Breda of Yeshua. You don't have to say that the word Kamoisan is Lavdafka, but rather what the Mishnah meant to say was that you remove every other piece of Schach, and when you put the Schach kosher, what do we think? You're putting it in the gaps. You're putting it in these holes. It's not what you're going to do. Radim Hayun Asunim Shasi Noisman Erev. Erev Noisman Shasi. Meaning, if the Schach Pasul was going along the length of the Sukkah, you're going to put this new Schach along the width. If it was along the width, you're going to put it along the length. Point is, you're going to do it in a way you're going to end up having more Schach Kasher. If you're going to have more Schach Kasher, therefore it's going to be okay. Meaning, we assume you're going to remove Schach Pasul equal to the amount of Schach Pasul that you're going to have remaining, and you're going to replace with Schach, you'll be 50-50. That's a kasher of the Rebbe of Yeshua. The Gemara says, not what you're doing. You're not putting the Schach kasher in between the Schach Pasul. You're putting it in a whole different direction, and you're going to make sure that you actually have more Schach kasher than you have Schach Pasul, and as long as you do that, then everything is going to be okay. One area of discussion, incidentally, we talked about this machlokes, Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua and Rav Papa. We learned a Rebbite, Rav Chaim, and the Brisker Rav in Mesechtes Erevin Tavtez Zayin, so that's where that related Rebbite is. But what the Achrayim struggle with is, at first glance, the machlokes Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua is a machlokes in the world of mechitzos. This is a sugdi in Hilchos Schach. Ma inyan mechitzis eitzel schach. Ma inyan shmita eitzel har sinai. Right? These are two completely different halachas. Mechitzin is halacha l'moishim yisinai. So there's a whole shulchan aruch of what makes something a mechitza. Schach is not a mechitza. You have to do a mechitza. Schach is schach. Mechitzas, mechitzas. Two different things. So Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua holds that when it comes to the din of oimen meruba ala paritz, so the irishita is that if it's paritz ka oimen, it's a problem. Maybe in schach it's not a problem. What's off with the other? Because in mechitzas it's a problem, that means a schachet has to be a problem. What do the two things have to do with each other? So the truth is, nice mar malkim, not for today. I think we said the same thing when we learned Erev and Tav Tez Zion. We said not for today, so eventually. But the Pnei Yeshua says that the machloikis Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, and Rav Papa actually has nothing to do with mechitzas and has nothing to do with schach. He says a dover nifl like the Pnei Yeshua very often does. And he says the machloikis is the machloikis between the Rambam and the Rishonim. Sveika da'iraisa l'chumra. Is that a din da'iraisa or is that a din da'rabbanan? So, I am b'pnei Yeshua. He says dvarim neflaim to explain this machlokes Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. And really, the machlokes is how you treat a sveika da'iraisa. It's a philosophical piece. It's a lamdisha piece. Something that's definitely worth exploring another day. But for now, a little bit more than Gemara. So the Mishnah said, Hamikar sukasa b'shvudim. Somebody uses metal beams as chach. Ay baruch samita. Or he uses the sides of a bed. So the halach is, that's chach pasul. So you have to remove some, replace it, in order to make the chach kosher. But what you see from the Mishnah is that aruch samita is a problem. Now shvudim is metal. Metal is chach pasul. That's easy. Why are ruchas hamita schach pasul? Nefil was made out of metal and a chanami. But the Gemara is assuming that it sounds like it was even made out of wood. Now, if it's made out of wood, it should be schach kosher. It's a davish gedulim in the aretz, and it's a davish in a mekabel tuma. Now, just the chazer. When is something mekabel tuma? If it's a davar chashev, it's a keli, it's food, then it's mekabel tuma. A piece of wood is not mekabel tuma. That's why nesarim and bamboos and all the things that we use as schach, even though they're something, it costs money, but it's not a keli, it's not a food. As a result, it's not a kabel tuma. Aruchai samita, the sideboard of a bed, what is that? It's nothing. It was once something when it was part of a bed. A behind is garnished. So today, it's like wood. So if it's wood, why is it possible? So the Gemara says, Lema misaye le the Rab Ami bar Tavyumi. I think this is a raya to something that one of Dami Ram said. Rab Ami, the son of Tavyumi. The Omer, Rab Ami bar Tavyumi. Because Rab Ami bar Tavyumi said, Sichecha bevaloi kelim. If somebody would take baloi kelim, worn out items of kelim. The Gemara will say what that means. Psula, talach is, it's going to be pasul. Meaning, baloi kelim is something that was once part of a keli. Because it was once part of a keli, so for that reason, it was once pasul eschach. A keli is a davar mekabel tuma, can't be used as schach. However, once it's baloi kelim, it's a worn out part of something that was once a keli, at that point it should be okay. But Rav Ami bar Tavyumi said it's still going to be a problem. Because being that it was once part of a keli, it remains pasul even when it's not part of a keli anymore. So says the Gemara, that must be pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Aruchas Amitas pasul eschach. Why would it be pasul eschach? It's wood, it's davash gedulim in arutz. Right now it's a davash ein mekabel tuma. So the Gemara, oh, must be Rav Ami bar Tavyumi. It's no different than the baloi kelim, which right now is okay. But the problem is, you have to go through the history. And once upon a time, it was part of a keli, so it gets nicked based on its past. So here too, l'chur, that's the pshat, but the Gemara says no. Could be pshat in our Mishnah is k'da amar Rav Chanan, amar Rebbe, Rav Chanan said in the name of Rebbe to explain a whole different Mishnah. We'll see what that is in a second. Baruchu shtei karayim, biktzaro ushtei karayim, hachanami baruchu shtei karayim, biktzaro ushtei karayim. So Rav Chanan said in the name of Rebbe Pshat, a whole different Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said the same lashon of aruchas hamita, and it said it didn't just mean the board. It meant that one of the sides of the bed, together with two of its legs, either the longer side of the bed, or it's the narrower side of the bed. But the point is, there are also two legs. What's the significance? The significance, you could still use it as some sort of keli. Being that you can use it as some sort of keli, that's why, meaning we assume that aruchas hamita and the Mishnah today is nothing. All it is a board. And for the Gemara, no, maybe really it is something. And therefore, it's for that reason that it's going to be a problem. Says the one, Hecha Itman, Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe. Wouldn't Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe say this? We're going to digress for a second. So the Gemara says, Ahad Etanan, it's on the following Mishnah, in the 18th parak of Masechtas Kehila, Mita, Mitamas, Chavila, Umitaharas, Chavila. So the Mishnah is discussing a bed that someone that had Tumah, Hayotze, Migufay, Lion. So a zava, a nida, these are people that have tumah that is a result of something that emerged from their body. Said Allah, they have a very unique status of tumah, and they have an ability to be metama something tumah's measure. So if they sit on something, they lie on something, if they ride on something, the Allah is that thing is going to be tumah. So we're talking about a bed, for example, that a zav sat on. The Allah is the bed is going to be tumah. Says the Mishnah that the only time it's tumah is if it was chavila, meaning it was biyachad, Rashi says. It was all together. It was one piece of bed. But if you sit on a part of a bed, the bed wouldn't be tumah. Umetaher is chavila. If you want to be metah, you want to be toivel the bed, you have to make sure the bed is in one piece, and you have to be metah. If you are metah it piecemeal, it's not going to become tar. Divri Rebbe Eliezer, Chachamim say, mitamas evarim, mitamas evarim, that zav, for example, that lies on a bed that was evarim, was only part of a bed, it becomes tameh, and if you want to put such a bed into a mikveh, you can be mitar as well. The Gemara says, mayinu, what does it mean, a bed that's evarim, l'churav, it's not a full bed, it shouldn't be tameh, Amar Rebbe Chanan, Amar Rebbe, aruch v'shtei karayim, k'tzar v'shtei karayim, that's what we mean. We mean it wasn't simply part of a bed, but it means it's actually like a half a bed. The Gemara says, l'may chazi, what could you do with it? You can lean it against a wall, and then you can sit on it. You can maybe tie it together with the wall. Point is, it has some form of a keli, and therefore the halacha is it's makabel toma when you're learning the 18th parak of Masechtas Kelim, when you're learning the first parak of Masechtas Sukkah. This aruchas hamita is a keli, and it's for that reason it's pasul eschach. So again, the Mishnah said aruchas hamita is pasul eschach. Gemara wants to know why is it pasul eschach? We're under the assumption it's not a keli. So Gemara said, maybe this is a right to Rav Ami Bar Tavumi, that even though now it's not a keli, but it was once part of a keli, therefore it's a problem. Gemara says, no, we're talking about the same exactly kimta the Rav Chanan, my Rebbe, made in the Mishnah Kelim, where right now it actually is some sort of b'di'evedig keli. So we mentioned Rav Ami Bar Tavumi, so the Gemara is just going to discuss it for a moment. Kufa, Amar Rav Ami Bar Tavumi, sichecha b'valoi kelim su. If somebody used baloi kelim, these remnants of a keli, even though right now it's nothing, it's still possible. Again, you would think it's kosher, because right now it's nothing. It's not a davar amikabel tumah, it's gedulim in aretz, the assumption is. But being that it was once part of a keli, it's about my baloi keli. What does this mean? Amar Abaya. Abaya said, it's talking about it's so small that it's less than three etzbois by three etzbois. Right, so when you see shalosh al shalosh or shalosh al shalosh, is it amos, is it tvachim? It can even be etzbois. So it's less than three etzbois. A tefach is made up of four etzbois. An am is made up of six tvachim. So this is a very, very small shit. It's three etzbois by three etzbois. And the significance is the lo chazion lo laniv lo lashir. Nobody would use a beggar like this. And because nobody would use a beggar like this, it has no chashivas. And in your nenu, it's not mikabel tumah. I mean that it's not mikabel tumah. So it's for that reason, the halach is you would think that you can use it as chach. Kamash Malon, that being that it was once part of a keli, it's going to be a problem. Tanya Kavos, Rav Ami Bar Tavumi, a braisa that supports this chiddush of Rav Ami Bar Tavumi, machzela shel shifa v'shel gemi. If you have a mat that's made of shifa and gemi, these two different types of materials, shiareh, any remnant, afal pishin nifchasu mikshiura, ein mesachachim bohem. So these are things that technically should be a problem, because you have a machzeles. A machzeles is a mat, it's a keli. So a machzeles itself can't be used as chach. Now that you have the shirayim of it, being that you can't use it anymore as a keli, nobody would use it as a keli, so therefore you would think it's kosher.
That's the chiddush. Even though what you have now is less than a share, it's not a share of a keli, still in mesachichim bahen. And the reason is, like Rav Bachter Yumi said, because it was once part of a keli. Just to conclude, machzelus hakonim. If someone has a mat of reeds, gedolif, it's very big, mesachichim bahen. You can use it as chach. Kintana in mesachichim bahen. You can use it as chach. So this is a little counterintuitive. A machzelus is usually a keli. If it's a keli, it's a davra mekabel tuma. It should be possible as chach. Stating that a machzelus gedolif is kosher as chach. And the reason is because we assume that it was used for schach, Rashi. The stoma lesikoch. You probably meant to use it as a schach. The lav keli, it's too big. It's not something that people use as a keli. Rebbe Lezer argues, he said, afi mekabel es tuma. No, it is mekabel tuma. It is a keli. And as a result, you cannot use it as schach.